2 weeks ago, Marcus Adams, or rather Elder Adams, was hunkered down in the home he shared with three other Latter-day Saint missionaries in the Philippines. They had a stash of rice and ramen noodles and were preparing for weeks of quarantine. Then he got the text. All foreign missionaries were going home.
When I was told to pack my bags, I sort of just went into our little backyard area and just had like a moment just to sit to myself as my companion was still packing. And I just sort of like sat there and just cried.
At 7 months in, Marcus says he was just getting the hang of being a missionary. He had gotten over a bout of homesickness during Christmas, the language Tagalog was starting to click, and he felt an emotional connection to the people he was meeting.
The people over there are so nice. If you've never met them, they will still give you a lunch.
Marcus has been trying to keep in touch with the individuals and families he was teaching about the Latter-day Saint gospel, but the 14-hour time difference makes that challenging.
And so I'd have to like talk to them right as I'm going to bed and right as I'm waking up.
Marcus was one of 1,000 U.S. missionaries returning to Utah from the Philippines. You might have seen the arrival party on the news. Families squished together in an airport parking garage, not 6 feet apart.
I told people, I'm like, if you weren't there, it's really hard to judge.
That's Marcus's mom, Becky. She says her family was waiting at the airport for hours after they watched Marcus's plane land, and they didn't know how they would find him.
Honestly, I expected when we got there that they'd be like, okay, what mission are you from? Or what's your last name? Go park in this area. But as we pulled up, it was just, and this is no one's fault because no one could have predicted, but it was just, okay, park on the left side.
The church and the Salt Lake Airport have said they've now streamlined the process. And Becky did eventually find her son, Marcus. They've been quarantined as a family ever since in their Ephraim, Utah home.
It's so bittersweet because he came home and I'm like, I'm so glad you're here, but don't get comfortable because I don't want you here. And I don't say that to be mean, but like his poster was, welcome to your mission intermission.
And that's where tens of thousands of other missionaries find themselves too. A top church official, Craig Christensen, shared some logistics during a Silicon Slopes virtual town hall last week.
We decided to move every missionary back to their home country. With 67,000 missionaries across the globe, 19,800 are U.S. citizens that are returning back to the United States. And Utah has about 12,000 of those missionaries.
That's up to 12,000 missionaries returning home to Utah from other countries. The urgency came as borders began closing to prevent the COVID-19 outbreak.
If we can't logistically do it, they stay in the country they're serving, but we're trying to move them back to their home countries.
What that looks like is a lot of chartered flights full of American missionaries coming to Salt Lake City. Those who don't live in Utah have to wait for a connecting flight, and in the meantime are driven around by volunteers like Ryan Wells.
So we were basically picking up the missionaries at the airport and taking them to hotels.
These layover missionaries are fed pizza and then instructed to stay in their rooms.
The feelings have been all over the place, from very silent, tired missionaries driving to the hotel to others that are like still speaking Spanish and the different languages that they learned on their missions.
Wells estimates that he's driven well over 1,000 missionaries at this point, including groups coming from Paraguay, where he was a missionary more than 10 years ago.
So it was like really fun to connect with them and talk to them about, you know, where they'd been and who they'd seen and what experience they'd had. And honestly, like it's been very reflective for me, and I see it a little bit bittersweet.
Wells says his 2 years as a missionary were critical in shaping who he is now, both his relationships with the people he served and learning fluent Spanish, which he now teaches at Taylorsville High School. So his heart goes out to these missionaries.
There's all kinds of different emotions, and you could tell that a lot of them weren't ready to come home.
Those near the end of their mission will simply have to cut it short. And church officials announced this week that all missionaries returning home will be temporarily released. They'll be given the option to go back as soon as possible or willingly delay their service for a year or more. Because there's no telling how long this mission intermission will last. Lee Hale, KUER News.